Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Michael David, and today we have with us at the round table, he is the hypnotist and owner of North Jersey Hypnosis. It's John Bolger.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very good, very good. So tell us, John, who are you and what do you do?
I'm a hypnotist that I've been counseling and helping people with therapy for a few years now. I help people get back control of their mind, deal with anxiety, depression, they can sleep better, gain some more confidence, overcome addictions. You know, whatever it is that might be holding you back from achieving your goals, I can help you remove those things so you can help achieve your goals and to achieve success.
John, what made you want to go into this line of work in the first place?
It's kind of a long story. I started studying this in the 90s, and then I ran into a few my own personal health problems. I was dealing with multiple sclerosis, chronic Lyme disease, and that really set me back in a number of ways. And as I was learning this, I realized, or I came to the, I kind of made a deal with myself that I was going to spend the rest of my life helping others. So a lot of what I learned from dealing with MS and Lyme and, the challenges in that phase, I was able to overcome that. Maybe I could help others in the way they have to handle their own personal struggles, that they can learn to overcome those things.
Absolutely. John, tell us a little bit about hypnosis. How is hypnosis different from stage hypnosis?
Okay. Stage hypnosis is for entertainment. And I guess the best way you can put that is, they make you think like you're a pop star, you can sing, you can dance, whatever. And they have you do, get up there and entertain. And that is, it's some of that stuff is funny. It's enjoyable to watch. But what I do is obviously a lot different from that. Instead of making you believe lies, for example, you get up and you're going to act and dance like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga and just start singing and dancing around. What I help you to do is remove those lies that you have either told yourself or other people have told you, that the things that are holding you back. So really it's about finding peace, reducing anxiety, sleeping better, getting back your confidence, overcoming any addictions, controlling anger. There's so much to it. It's kind of a hard thing to describe, but it's nothing like the stage hypnotist that you've seen on TV or maybe been to a stage show or anything. It's nothing like that. It's really about finding peace and taking, maybe the best way to do it is, it's about mind control. But it's not really about me taking control of your mind. That's not what I do. I help you take back control of your own mind. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. So do you feel that when you first go into someone's mind, what is that first step? How do you feel that your client feels that step? Or in other words, can someone actually feel you consciously moving around their mind?
No, because that's not what I do. If anything, that's a good question. That is not, I don't go into somebody's mind like that. What I really do is help you remove those things that have been put into your mind that you want to get out. So I kind of do the opposite of what you're saying, because whether or not we realize it, we've been conditioned, we've been educated, we've been programmed, really hypnotized all the time through our lives. It starts off when we're young, whether it be our parents, whether it be religions, whether it be the government, whether it be schools. We've been conditioned our whole lives. You've been conditioned by the news. You've been conditioned since you were first born, and maybe even something you just read on, you saw on the computer an hour ago. We've all been conditioned. And some of that stuff really limits you and holds you back. And what I do is help you remove those limitations that you may have adopted, that you have espoused, that you have hold on, that you might be holding on to, and remove that and just allow your natural self to come through, your natural abilities to come through.
So what do you feel is the future of your practice?
The future?
Yes.
The future of my own personal practice, or the future of...
Yeah, the future of your own personal
practice.
General?
Okay, I just see it going very well, where I you know, people come in and they learn how to really use their mind. That's another way to look at it, too. Right, I teach people how to use their mind. You learn how to use your mind, because we've never really been taught how to think. We've been taught very well. We've been taught what to think. But nobody really ever teaches us how to think. And that's another thing I'll show you how to do is I'll teach you how to use your mind, really teach you how to think so you learn how to think. But the future of my practice is, it's continuing to grow. And one of my philosophies, I always like to become better and better. So like today, I'm a better hypnotist than I was yesterday. I'm a better healer than I was the day before that. And I'm going to be a better one. I'm going to be a better healer, better hypnotist tomorrow than I am today. I just keep getting better and better. And at least the practice will keep growing, and it's all good.
Absolutely. We thank you so much for coming on here today, John. It's been such a pleasure to have you. We want to send everyone to your website, which is NorthJerseyHypnosis.com. That's NorthJerseyHypnosis.com. They can also email John at NorthJerseyHypnosis.com. That's John at NorthJerseyHypnosis.com. They can also go ahead and phone 973-610-6157. That's 973-610-6157. Thank you so much for coming on here today, John. It's been a pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And it's been a pleasure. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Of course. And to everyone else, we'll be back right after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Michael David, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.